USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is scrambling to find the capacity for the nearly 14,000 illegal immigrants in federal custody from the recent surge at the southern border. That includes more than 5,000 unaccompanied children in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. Senator Marsha Blackburn says numbers like that prove that the border situation is out of control. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that criminal elements are making the situation worse by taking advantage of the confusion.
You have international drug cartels, human trafficking, sex trafficking cartels, and where are they all coming to work? The northern part of Mexico, just south of the U.S. border. And for the drug and human and sex trafficking, this is out of control. So no, they do not have this border under control, and there are steps they need to take immediately to get it back under control.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden earlier this week adjusted his goal for vaccinations against COVID in his first 100 days in office. His initial goal of 100 million shots was reached this week, with the president telling reporters on Friday that the U.S. may be able to double that. Dr. Celine Gounder believes that's achievable. The infectious disease expert and epidemiologist tells CNN that vaccination efforts have ramped up to the point that reaching 200 million shots is very possible.
I think that has been shown to be an eminently reachable goal. They've now hit 2 to 3 million shots in arms per day on average, and the fact that we've already hit essentially 100 million doses in arms in the first half of that 100 days, I think we really can do this. One in four Americans has now received at least one dose of vaccine. One in eight Americans has been fully vaccinated. So, you know, I think that's really a testament to all of the hard work that's been done to dramatically scale up vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
If you're looking for happiness, the place to find it might be in Scandinavia. Mike Fortier has the story from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
The annual World Happiness Report is out, and for the second year in a row, Finland ranks as the happiest country. Denmark comes in second. 9 of the top 10 countries are in Europe, the exception New Zealand ranking 9th. The U.S. 19th, down a spot from the 2020 study. As for our neighbors, Canada ranks 5 spots higher at 14, and Mexico is 36th. The report done by the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. The results released this week based on the economy, life expectancy, and public opinion. 149 countries ranked, and coming in last for the second year in a row, Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Officials at The Ohio State University have called in police after one of their basketball players received death threats following the team's Friday loss in the NCAA tournament. The school says sophomore E.J. Liddell received threats and racist insults on social media after the Buckeyes were upset by 15-seeded Oral Roberts in overtime. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith responded, saying that hate and derision have no place in Buckeye Nation and that those who threatened Liddell would be hearing from authorities. And for the first time, an NCAA tournament game has been canceled by COVID protocols. Saturday night's Oregon versus VCU matchup was declared a no contest after the Rams had multiple positive COVID tests over the last 48 hours. Since arriving in Indianapolis, where the entire tournament is being held, teams have been tested daily for the virus. The Ducks now move on to the second round to face the winner of Iowa and Grand Canyon. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.